Good morning. We have 9/11 here, the mighty 690. Now it's down to 58 again. I don't know what's going on with this temperature. You can't quite get ready to get up a little bit more. Looking at 63, our top temperature today in Coffeyville. Joining us now, we have the one and only Amy Dollar, tourism director, talking about some wonderful Coffeyville history. How are you doing, ma'am?
I am doing good. How are you?
Doing well. It's great to have you on here, and always enjoy chatting some area history.
Yes. And I'm pulling it up.
Yep,
right now.
Absolutely.
If I ever remember to print things out Friday before I came in here, but I never remember to print them out.
No.
So in going through some of the old papers, I didn't know we had papers like in 1875 here. So, I mean, that's, I guess we did, because we were established in 1869 and we kind of had a town before that. So, I found this super old Coffeyville Courier paper.
Oh, wow.
So it was,
that's not a bad name.
No, I thought it was kind of cool. It was established. There's a Coffeyville or the Daily Earth too. I found that was it was very bizarre for that, like, being such a long time ago.
A really, really side tangent, very briefly. Did you know there was like a vegetarian colony here back like in the 1800s?
I knew there was
one thing about the Earth or whatever, Utopia.
It was a little north of here, right?
Yep. Uh-huh.
I saw a sign, a historical marker one time, Nick and I stopped and looked at it, and they came and had a vegetarian vegan,
and it lasted a few months.
Yeah.
it
went like, I think
it went
flood,
it went real
sickness,
south,
then nothing grew right.
Yeah.
I remember reading that and thinking how forward thinking.
Yeah.
I didn't know if they were, I can't remember now, were they Quakers or
they were just from the East Coast, and I can't remember. I would have to, it's in the Kansas Guidebook for Explorers. There's a section in there about it. And then also Utopia College is another crazy one to look into, because they thought, you know, if the if we had World War III and everyone nuked everyone, this would be a good place to be, because the Magic Circle, like, we know Magic Circle, like, names of businesses and stuff, but the Magic Circle was it's supposed to be the safest place to be in a nuclear war.
That's
right,
very
here,
cool.
Because like it's furthest from the coasts.
Like a giant ring of toadstools.
Right? Yeah, that's great. Exactly.
But I can't remember where that was, where I read that roadside marker.
Yeah,
I went,
it's north
somewhere
of here, you're right.
Yeah, like up there somewhere. And I don't know if it's over by Humboldt or out that area. I can't remember now. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, I know. It's really cool. There's so much. But anyway, newspapers.
Newspapers. Actually, that was almost pretty exciting. This was like June 24th, 1875, and it was the Coffeyville Courier. And I like reading ads. I love the line listings. And this one was my favorite. Furniture and Coffin. A.J. Everts, Coffeyville, Kansas. Dealer in furniture, upholstery, mattresses, window shades, mirrors, picture frames, carpets, bedroom sets, spring beds, and baby carriages. Call and satisfy yourself that my prices are as low as the lowest on all kinds of goods. Undertaking a specialty.
That was great.
In connection with my large furniture establishment, I shall keep constantly on hand a very fine assortment of rosewood coffins and caskets. I always thought they were made of like pine or oak, but
yeah,
rosewood.
I think rosewood, if you want to go fancy, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah. This is, and they keep them on hand. Also, a very nice white casket for children, a nicely finished plain coffin for $1.25 a foot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bad you can't get one this day and age for that, right?
Shoot.
And orders promptly filled day and night, because, you know, in 1875, you never know when you're going to need a coffin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You have 1 hour's notice. And then you can order a metallic case by telegraph in a few hours' notice.
Well, you know, we don't have the modern embalming and everything, so you got to hustle back then.
Yeah. Well, I know we had an ice maker. We had ice place at some point in time. As I remember the Brown Mansion would get over 500, they'd go through over 5 pounds of ice, 500 pounds of ice a day at the Brown Mansion. I know it was delivered there. So
what did they, like, air condition with it or something? Or, like, did they have a way to?
No, they just had a big, booming, bustling kitchen, and I think they used it in the refrigeration.
Okay.
And
because I know some early, like, air conditioners, almost they would just have a big block of ice and they'd blow like a fan over it or something, and it would kind of like air condition.
Oh yeah, like when you watch The Great Gatsby and they have the ice.
Oh yeah,
like, we'll put the ice in the gin and we'll use it to air condition ourselves.
Yep.
And it was multi-purposes for the ice.
Yeah,
so
that's great.
But this guy is not done, though, because although he can sell you coffins and he can sell you baby beds, he can also sell you sewing machines. He is the agent for the celebrated Singer sewing machine.
And that's great.
I love that. I just thought that was so neat. And like I said, the line listings are my favorite. But I think that was where the museum is now. I think that was two buildings, and one of them, it was like the furniture and the Undertaker at the same time. That is pretty cool when that lights up. That
I know, you know the it's, phone. Yeah.
You're not annoyed by the sound.
Yeah, well, no, I missed the light flashing. Not time for open line yet, caller, but we appreciate it.
You know, you should listen before you call open line. You always know when people aren't listening. They're just calling in. They're like, I'm really busy. I'm going to get a quick sell in.
I know.
I bet the Lancer. But I've been listening to open line for like 20 years, I think.
Hey.
And so here's, they had a whole listing. You know, they've got the business directory and the religious directory, but then they have secret societies.
Ooh.
That's a listed. And so the Zion chapter number 18, Eastern Star, meets on the first Wednesday evening of each month at 8 o'clock at the Masonic Hall. And it doesn't sound very secret if they're telling you when and where they meet.
You know,
I
they
guess you just can't come in, right?
That's great. Well, and there's been, there's several still around, and I was even seeing, you know, and I don't know how long this is, just downtown there on, what, 9th? There's a little stairway that says Masonic Lodge or whatever that goes up, and I'm like, ooh, that's cool.
It is very
staircase,
cool.
Staircase.
So. I just liked that it was listed in the newspaper as
a secret society that advertises in the newspaper every week.
Well, and if you're a member, then you guys, you know the secret, and you can get in there. Yeah. Oh, when I do my, Chris Crane and I, which I know you've met her, and you'll probably have her in here on the radio if you haven't already.
Yep, we have.
And she and I did a haunted history spook tour during Halloween this year downtown. And we're definitely going to be doing that again. But I learned about Dr. Wells. And he was the doctor that worked on Emmett Dalton, and he was the doctor in town. We tell kind of a gruesome story about with him involved, which is pretty cool. You'll have to come and be on my tour to hear it.
Yes.
But anyway, I thought it was kind of neat to read his line listing. So Dr. W.H. Wells from Coffeyville, Kansas, graduate of the University of Georgetown School of Medicine, Washington City, D.C., all calls promptly attended to. And I thought when you learn about people like J.T. Isham and you learn about Dr. Wells and Luther Perkins, I think it's really neat when I start going through the newspapers and get to read about him. And Luther Perkins, he had him a line listing. He was an attorney at law, notary public, and justice of the peace, and collections promptly attended to.
Now, when you say line listing, what exactly does that mean?
Oh, like a classified?
Okay.
Like
it's like a classified.
Yeah, they are just like little words. And
yeah, it looks
some
like a
of them are written big and in like big with some pictures.
You can
a little
pay
bit.
For more, I'm sure.
Yeah, but these are just the little two or three lines, and they say, I guess I should call them classifieds.
But it's like a business directory almost.
It is, but Luther Perkins is who, if you are not familiar, that is who built the Perkins Building that houses the Condon Bank and the Chamber of Commerce and Tourism today.
Oh, that's cool.
I really like him. There's a neat... okay, so at the old museum before it moved, it's not displayed currently, but Luther Perkins, there's a doll that his mother made out of his hair. And so it's a real pretty porcelain doll, but then it has his hair attached to it. So
that is, that's interesting.
It is very interesting.
They did a lot of stuff with hair back then. I'm just like, okay. You know, like saving the locks and everything.
Yeah, well, and, you know. I know I saved all my babies, like the little piece, because that's what you were supposed to do. It wasn't like
But then they like would send each other, you know, a lock of hair or whatever. I'm like, okay, well, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah, and like on Willow where the mom, his wife cut her hair off, the whole braid for him to take for good luck.
Yep.
Have you seen Willow?
I haven't seen it, no.
God, really? Okay, you got to watch Willow.
Willow.
Oh, yes. It's an awesome movie.
Got to add it to the list here.
Yes.
I get one. If I'm lucky, I get one movie a week.
You have seen Stand By Me, right?
Nope.
Oh, okay. No. So you need to watch that or I cannot come in here and talk on your radio show anymore.
You won't come in anymore.
Or just read it. Uh-huh. The Body. It's like less than 200 pages. You can read it in an hour.
Hey, there you go.
But yeah, very, very much. I was teasing one of my coworkers because she had never seen that movie. So I was like, you have to watch that. But yes, it's and it's free on Netflix right now, or it's like $5 at Walmart. So, but yes, must see movie. Anyway, the old, didn't mean to go into the weeds there.
No,
the
old, it's okay.
I always thought it was cool, but they did do a lot of weird stuff with hair back then, like you said. And I lost my whole thing trying to get you to watch movies.
I was gonna ask you, so on the back of the old, you know, the chamber, current Chamber of Commerce Condon Bank, the north side is just flat brick. Was there anything in addition to that, or was that always kind of where the building ended?
No, there was something in addition to it, and it was the Perkins Opera House.
Oh, okay. Shoot. So, Need that.
Yeah. And that was actually where the Dalton gang were originally going to tie up their horses. Okay. They knew there was a hitching post in front of the Opera House, and then they could cut down the other road that's not there now in between us and Isham's. And there was the bank and the boot store and the pharmacy and then Isham's. So that was going to actually be a closer walk than Death Alley.
Sure.
But they went down, but we were paving our roads. Yeah. We're getting it done. So everything was pulled up. Like, there was no hitching post. So yeah. Tied up.
They had the orange cones up and everything.
Yeah. Can you just tie your horses up to one of those? Yeah. It was just the dumbest. You just, when you research it or you hear it and you read it and you're just like, God, what were you thinking? Yeah. Why would you do that? That's a bad movie. But it really happened. And so that was, I would love to see inside the Opera House. I've read articles of different, like, people performing there. I'm pretty sure that's where Houdini performed. Mm. And I think he performed at Tackett's, which is Midland. But he performed here. Did you know Houdini performed here?
I did not.
It is very cool. Yeah, that's so cool. Where a cop put him in handcuffs and told him to get out of them, and he did.
I love that.
And that was here. Shout out to Pete Walter Scheid. He's the one who taught me that. All credit to him on everything I know about Houdini and Coffeyville.
That's so great. It's just so much.
It's a lot of fun. And but
I know we keep getting on tangents.
It's fine.
But I've been reading the book about the history of the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, and it has all the different acts that performed here. I mean, they had horses doing jumps off of like platforms and stuff, and I'm like, good grief, that sounds like a terrible idea.
Like the diving horses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
They had all that, and then we've had a lot of like celebrities and stuff come through here. We had back in the like a couple of years after the Wright brothers, a professor from the college was like flying an airplane that he built around. Like he built an airplane, and everyone was like freaking out, and so he, like, it was just all sorts of wild stuff.
Well, I know that in the museum, we have pictures of different people who had come and performed. And the guy who played Flint in a Wagon Train, he is, I can't think of his real name, uh-huh. Hobie something, but he came and performed. And then he read about like the Annie Oakley shooter, and it was pretty, we're a big deal.
Yeah.
Coffeyville is.
Well, and a lot of the like places like Gigi's or the Reawakening office, they've got a lot of great pictures up on the wall of history.
Oh yeah, yeah, they do. It's they really do. Good. I was looking at one at Gigi's the other day or Saturday. Oh yeah. And by the way, if you guys have not, this is gonna be my tourism spiel here.
Yes.
If you Saturday, the Chamber Ambassadors, they do, you've probably been hearing a lot about it, but they did a trivia night. Oh my gosh, it was so fun.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you how that was.
I got fourth place. I shamed my elders. I said Hattie Prim instead of Hester Prim. How did you do that?
Oh, Scarlet Letter.
Yes, I got it wrong. I wrote it down and was still thinking it was wrong the whole time. Yep. But, and then thought Flounder was Ariel's friend, and apparently it was Sebastian. But anyway, those are my things that are going to drive me crazy. But getting the Hester and Hattie wrong was my shame. But anyway, it was so much fun, and they're going to be doing it again next month. I think they're going to be doing it at the Yoke. So build up a team, go and do it. It's a lot of fun. And the first prize won. Everybody won money but me. I won ICES. You know. It's ironic, isn't it?
That is ironic.
But it was, it's a lot of fun. So other than that, in tourism, we don't really, you know, like, we're just gearing up for tourism to go on. You know, things are, I know there's going to be an event in April at the Air Museum. So get ready for that. There'll be more information to come.
Cool.
There's going to be a speaker there, a hot air balloon. You don't get to ride it. You just get to look at it.
I was going down to Tulsa the other day, and I thought I saw a hot air balloon like floating around. I'm like, what the heck?
In Enid, they used to have a summer fest every year in Enid, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And they did, they had hot air balloons, and you could ride them, and they had like a little competition or whatever, and they would be full of hot air balloons. I always thought that was so neat. I never got to go to Albuquerque to see them, but
I've heard it's really cool. I've heard that parking is an absolute tire fire of a nightmare. It's like almost impossible.
Just stay at your hotel and walk.
And watch it from there. Yeah, yeah, walk, yeah.
But the guy, the Cessna guy, I think he's from Enid.
Okay, nice. No.
My Enid connection
for
the
day. Yeah, there you go.
I was born there, so
pay
attention. I grew up in Kremlin, Oklahoma.
Hmm.
It's a little bit north of there. We had 8-man football.
That's great.
They still probably have it. It was a like a Czechoslovakian founded farming community.
Oh, so you have kolaches.
We did. Yeah. We were just talking about that. Somehow on the radio, you guys were talking about cinnamon rolls and chili, and Nick messaged me, and I said, yeah, and I remember having kolaches a lot. And
oh, I love kolaches.
Yes, yes. And in Yukon, Oklahoma, they have a Czech fest every year, and you can go there and eat lots of kolaches.
Little pockets. Here, you know, you have like north central Kansas is a little Czech pocket, and then I guess, you know, you got those in Oklahoma too, so it's so great.
It is. Welcome to our melting pot.
Another random question. I know that a lot of cities have sister cities. Like, for instance, Manhattan has a Czechoslovakian, I believe, sister city. And the name is impossible to pronounce. Even the Czechs say it's impossible to pronounce. Do we have a sister city, or have we ever in Coffeeville?
I don't know. That's a good question. We need one.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a form you can fill out.
I know Sedan has one in France.
I think it'd just be cool because there's so much, there's so many neat opportunities that can bring.
I like that idea.
From a tourism director.
I know. I'm going to look at that and see if I can fill one out.
Yeah.
We can be sister cities.
I think that'd be cool.
I always call Longview, Texas, our cousin city because they have the Dalton brother robbed them two years after we were robbed. Bill Dalton, he wasn't part of the robbery here. But he decided to be an outlaw, and then he was robbing with Goodnight Brothers and some other guy down in Texas. So I always call them my cousin city because I went down there last year to promote, and it worked out really well. We had tons of people from Texas come. We had a bunch of the reenactors come and visit, and they really like it up here. And they really like our reenactments, our location. Like their downtown did not stay quite as original as us. So we have we should really be proud of what we do have down here. Cause our downtown really stayed more original than people come and they say they went to Dodge City and that we are, I really like Dodge City by the way, but they said that we are very uncommercial and we are very authentic.
So that's cool.
That's very cool. But yeah, I'm going to find us a sister city. Maybe next time we talk on here and we'll have Roosevelt Drive talk, and then we will know. We'll see if we can find us a sister city.
Absolutely. No, we got a lot of good stuff coming up. So, Amy, I really appreciate you coming on, and it's always fun to chat Coffeeville history.
It is. It's a lot of fun. Thank you for letting me come in and ramble and go on tangents. Watch Willow and Stand By Me. Stand By Me first. It's most important. If you have to do one a week, do that one first.
Very good. I got one and two written on here.
So. Yes.
All right. Look forward to it. And yeah, that's what history is all about, just bumbling around and finding cool stuff, in my opinion. You know, I just love it.
It is. And when I on the weekends, I do my family history. And I found like I had a great uncle that was a rodeo. He would won all kinds of rodeos down in Stigler and McAllister in the late 50s and 60s. He was a steer wrestler and a bulldogger.
Hey.
And I was like, that is so neat. And you don't really, those kind of stories from, you know, your great uncle, your dad or your grandma might not necessarily remember so much to tell you, but that's what the newspapers. I'm like, hey, I learned so much. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. And I bumble through all of that all the time.
I'm going through, the fair book right now, and I got a whole rodeo book that I'm going through. So hopefully I finish those this week. That's good.
Well, thank you very much. Everybody have a good week out there.
All righty. Yeah. Hey, thank you, Amy. Appreciate it. And I look forward to our chat again soon.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty. And we will be back here in mere moments on the Mighty 690. We have Open Line on the way, so keep it here. You're listening to KGGF.